There can always be development for young people with or without National Youth Policy. But if you have to do the comparison, development that is based on a conscious policy objective is always able to achieve more than development that is without a policy direction. So a National Youth Policy is a practical demonstration that youth is a priority. Now, a National Youth Policy is also a declaration for youth development. It's a vision statement. It's a framework for political action, and it's a blueprint for the status, the rights, the responsibilities, the roles of young people. And so when it is well done, it is able to galvanize a more comprehensive stakeholder approach to the development process of youth. But without a National Youth Policy, you can definitely do something, but you can do 10 times more with a youth policy. I think over the last 8 years, we are aware of all the government programs for young people. We've had all kinds of programs. They are scattered. They have almost no synergies among themselves. Did it achieve its goals? And so youth policy shows where government wants to go with the youth effort. And therefore, where you don't even have the resources as a government, other people can come in. And so it's very important that we have a national youth policy. Ghana is one of those countries that has a policy for almost everything. But when it comes to youth, for some reason, we don't do policy. So is it a conscious effort by our governments to leave the youth sector in a scattered way just so they can play around it? Or is it also just they don't know how to do it, in which case we are ready to support that process?
But that argument is not defeated by the fact that we have a ministry that is responsible for youth and we also have an authority for youth. Those two agencies show that the government is committed to the development of the youth.
Well, on the contrary, having a youth authority that does not have a blueprint for the work it does is almost equal to having none. The National Youth Authority is the least resourced government institution in Ghana's history. We are creating parallel youth processes that almost serve the same purpose that the youth authority is supposed to serve. And so the resources that should have gone to the youth authority, those resources are rather going to scattered, ad hoc, incoherent initiatives. And so why don't you put all of that together and place it in the court of the institution that is mandated legally to coordinate and lead the youth development effort, which is the National Youth Authority.